Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, Executive Director at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Today, I want to share with you a reflection on Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil, you fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." This sounds like a common scripture passage, right? Where we see Jesus describing to someone in some scene that ultimately it's what's on the inside that counts, right? It seems that Jesus maybe baits the Pharisees at times to put himself in situations where he and his disciples will be questioned so that he can respond like this, so that he can teach, in fact, that it's not works that earns for us salvation. It's not good deeds or behavior or performance that can earn for us a salvific relationship with Jesus, right? It's from relationship. It's from that place of faith. It's from that place of love where we are, in fact, inspired to do the good things that are evidence of our relationship with God. This one's a little interesting. And it brought to mind an experience that I had. So I'm a musician. I lead music for a lot of our events here at Damascus, and I have for many years. And if there's anybody else who's listening today who is a musician or who has played music in the past, that experience created in me a bit of a sensitivity to other musicians in leadership. And I will say that I, at times, even had a critical spirit toward other individuals in their leadership. I had an experience. I was at an event one time when the band who was leading was very technically gifted and was doing a great job producing good music. But my observation was just that it was completely, it wasn't my style. Let's just say that it wasn't speaking to me. And as my heart became more and more critical and cynical toward this experience and being distracted further and further away from the Lord, who was supposed to be the focus, I then had this startling observation, okay? I looked around and I realized that the audience that was here at this event, they were of a demographic that was not the same as me. And where I had been judging these musicians because they were playing music that didn't appeal to me, I suddenly realized that this was, in fact, music that appealed to the 90% of the others in this congregation that I was a part of, right? And I think that moment for me was a little dose of humility that allowed me to realize that there was this one block that was standing in the way of me experiencing the joy and the goodness that could come from, in this case, the music that this group was providing. I look back to that experience and I see that as a breakthrough moment in my life where God was able to break me out of a particular kind of pride that limited me from experiencing, in this case, great music and awesome people who are leading with their hearts set on the Lord. We see the Pharisee in today's story have a similar encounter with Jesus. Jesus' final words here are interesting. "As to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." Is it true that if we give alms, if we you know, offer money to charity that everything will be clean for us? Absolutely not, right? That's another works-based mentality. In this scenario, Jesus was observing that with this particular man, it was, I would presume, some kind of a selfish motivation that was preventing him from embracing the fullness of relationship with Jesus. Today, friends, my prayer for us is that we would receive from the Lord maybe that one little thing that stands in the way of breakthrough, whether that's giving alms, whether that's taking a dose of humility in regard to the music that you hear. God, show us how to submit ourselves to your leadership and embrace true and authentic relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.